Welcome to Urban Scare 2024. Our first story is about Dahabu, a proud African man taken from his family in 1744. He is the first African werewolf. Urban Scare. No big production companies here. Jess, Suzanne, Daniels, writer, producer, and sound mixer. If you like fantasy fiction, we hope you'll enjoy the reboot of our vampire, werewolf original fiction. Be kind and give us a good review.
Beneath the vast expanse of an African sky, Dahabu stood as a testament to the spirit of his people, strong, resilient, and deeply connected to the earth. His physique, carved from the essence of the wilderness, bore the dignity of his African heritage. His dark skin and tall stature reflected the tapestry of the rich soil from which humanity began. Dahabu's black eyes, deep wells of wisdom, held the reflections of a life intertwined with the spirits of his ancestors. Nia, his beloved wife, was the heartbeat and joy of their home. He adored her smooth dark skin and hair, worn in a long cascade of braids that told stories of their heritage. Her low voice and soft laugh settled his heart into a slow, rhythmic beat of contentment. Their children, a mirror of their parents' best qualities, were the light of Dahabu's world. The son, with his father's keen insight, had begun to learn the secrets of the land. The daughter, embodying Naya's grace, danced with the wind, her laughter a melody. But one day, marauders descended upon their village, bringing with them insatiable greed and violence. Evil ripped Dahabu from his family. Tied and bound, the young Nigerian lay powerless on the ground, watching men with pale blue eyes and white skin tie the hands and feet of his wife and children and drag them away. In those moments, their fates became a cruel mystery. The marauders, driven by the dark allure of profit, scattered their captives among various vessels, severing the bonds that tied Dahabu's family together. Imprisoned aboard the Sable Marauder, under the command of the merciless Captain Elias Hargrove, Dahabu found himself in a floating tomb. Hargrove, a short white man whose appearance belied the darkness within, had cold blue eyes and scraggly, silver hair. The man, once known for a bit of humanity toward his crew and the slaves he felt guilty about taking, had become vicious, angry, and bitter. Despair and darkness gripped the Sable Marauder's hold. Chains, wailing, and fear told tales of broken spirits and white and black bodies thrown overboard. But Dahabu's heart beat with a fierce rhythm of defiance. Shackled to the cold, painful embrace of iron, he endured the voyage as a shadow of himself, a hunter trapped far from the open skies. One night, the full moon cast silver light upon the sea, penetrating even the gloom of the hold. Then, without warning, Dahabu's moment of reckoning arrived. The ship, an ominous creature of wood and sail, seemed to hold its breath. The air became thick with anticipation and fear. Dahabu, fueled by the ferocity of a lion and the cunning of a seasoned hunter, decided he would not go down easily. His hands tightened, making the chains a symbol of his captivity and instruments of his will. drawing upon the strength of desperation and the love for his family. He twisted and pulled at his bonds, holding back screams as their iron cut into his flesh. Dahabu exploited a weakness in the chain's link, a flaw unnoticed by his captors, but evident to the eyes of a man who had lived by observing the wild. He snapped the weakened link, the sound lost amidst the sudden chaos and screams above him. Free, but still within the belly of the beast, Dahabu moved with stealth and purpose. His body, though weakened by captivity, remembered the dance of combat and took each step with a promise of vengeance. He navigated the ship, a ghost among shadows, avoiding the eyes of the crew. Reaching the deck, he breathed in the vast vision of an open sky, but something caught his attention. The captain, reflecting a sliver of moonlight, the short man smiled and in a low voice said,
"You just walked into death, slave."
Dahabu breathed in, thinking of Niar and his children. With the precision of the hunter within, Dahabu studied the man who intended to kill him. Captain Hargrove stood with legs apart and sword in hand.
"I do admire your veracity, slave."
The crew had withdrawn to the ship's edges, their eyes wide, their breaths caught in a collective pause. Under the baleful glow of a full moon, the deck of Captain Hargrove's ship transformed into an arena where the supernatural reigned. Two figures faced each other. Captain Hargrove, a man whose secret was as deep and turbulent as the waters he navigated, and Dahabu, a Nigerian captive whose strength and spirit challenged him. The crew, a superstitious lot, retreated deeper into the shadows, their eyes wide with fear. They had sailed under Hargrove's command, oblivious to the beast that lurked beneath his skin, a beast they watched slowly transform under the full moon. Hargrove's body contorted, bones snapping and forming, as fur as dark as the ocean depths at midnight covered his skin. His face elongated into a looping snarl, and when he howled, the sound seemed to shake the very timbers of the ship. Dahabu stood. His death would not be without a fight. The chains hanging from his arms would be his weapons. The crew had seen him as nothing more than a prize, a captive to be sold at the next port. But Dahabu, a warrior, born and bred in the unforgiving landscapes of Nigeria, held within him a strong will to survive. Hargrove lunged, his movements a blur of supernatural speed. Dahabu dodged, using the chains to entangle Hargrove and yank the animal off balance. But for every move Dahabu made, Hargrove countered with the brute force and relentless ferocity of a werewolf. A battle of contrast ensued, the primal rage of the werewolf against the calculated defiance of the black man. Dahabu raised the chains that had bound him. If he had to die, he would not go easy. With a heart turned cold and a body filled with anger and revenge, his body moved with the agility of his African ancestors. The deck became a canvas of struggle between human and beast. Hargrove, driven by werewolf instincts to dominate then kill, found the human a challenge he had not anticipated. Dahabu's resilience, his refusal to succumb to fear, ignited a fury in Hargrove. Dahabu, with a warrior's timing, seized a moment's opening. Dahabu twisted, the chains wrapping around Hargrove's neck, pulling tight. Dahabu dragged the werewolf down, using every ounce of his strength to choke the beast into submission. Pulling at the chains around his neck, he placed his bare foot on the captain's throat and bared down. "You took my family and planned to sell me. No, I will not spare your life." With warrior strength, he dragged the body across the deck and, with the help of the crew, threw him overboard. He looked around at the crew, not believing they helped him. As the moon's light waned, Dahabu felt a searing pain in his arm. The crew retreated, knowing the warrior could transform into beast and kill them all. He touched his arm. There, amidst the chaos of battle, Hargrove had bitten him. A final act of defiance that would forever alter Dahabu's destiny. The wound, a curse, a gift of the night, would bind Dahabu to the lunar cycle forever. As the fearful murmurs of the crew surrounded him, Dahabu grappled with his fate. Standing on the deck as dawn approached, Dahabu, now both man and beast, faced a future fraught with uncertainty. The curse had granted him strength, but at what cost? His heart ached for Niar and their children, scattered like seeds in the wind by the Marauder's cruelty. Their fate remained unknown, whether they were imprisoned on distant ships or had met a darker end. Dahabu could not say. He would traverse the ends of the earth, navigating both the darkness and the light, to find his family and forge a new path for them. With a roar that melded grief with determination, Dahabu had fought Hargrove, their battle a clash of wills under the watchful eye of the moon. Here, on the deck of the Sable Marauder, Dahabu's fate took a turn towards the extraordinary, setting him on a path that would forever alter the course of his destiny, and with the help of his crew,
bring him to America.